To be honest with you, what Tony was reading on social media sort of dampened the actual excitement that we were experiencing there at the time. And I couldn't believe some of the photos we were seeing, you know, supermarket shelves, no toilet paper. Oh, I can't believe it. Now, how are we going to cope with no toilet paper? Now, I remember when we were building this house, I was saying to my wife, should we get a bidet? Bidets, I think that's what they call them. And maybe we should have, and actually we didn't. Wow, and I looked back and I thought, maybe we made the wrong decision there. But I just want to say, you know what? We, as children of God, have nothing to fear. Can I say that? We, as children of God, have nothing to fear because God is with us. Amen. And, you know, naturally, what we hear, what we see, and it's not a good feeling. I think we can get caught up with it. But I believe we need to remember who we are. Yeah. We are children of the Most High God. And, you know, what we may see that may be occurring at the moment or what's happening in our society, in our world, in our nation, we shouldn't be, reacting in a way like I've seen. I can't believe it. People squabbling and fighting over toilet paper. I cannot believe I saw this picture, on social media, and I thought, how sad, a lady with full trolley and would not share, a packet of toilet paper with someone. And I thought, wow. But Christians, I believe we do things a bit different. And I've been blessed, actually, just to hear about a couple of people in our church, hearing about other people having a need. You know, mothers actually not able to buy food for their infants, their children. And I'm hearing stories about, you know, people, I won't say who, of people in our church actually just taking what they had because they bought a bit, and they actually are sharing it with others that have a need. And even toilet paper. So I heard a story about someone in our church just sharing a pack of toilet paper with someone, you know what I mean? Someone here in our midst as well, in our church. And, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what we call brotherly love, sisterly love, or whatever you want to call it. But this is the love of God, when we find someone that has a need and we're willing to fill that need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this morning, I know, this whole coronavirus seems to be the main issue. And if you're watching the news, it's the very thing that is spoken about at the moment and so forth. But let me say this. As Christians, we have something more to talk about. We need to talk about the faith that we have as Christians. We need to talk about how God is our provider. And He provides for us, and we don't have to actually, you know, be worried and concerned about, you know, well, are we going to be able to get food? Are we able to get, milk for our children or whatever the case may be? But listen, this morning I want to talk about a particular psalm. I want us to be reminded of really what God, who God is, and the provision that we have because of who we are in Christ. Psalm 91. This is one of my favorite psalms because it speaks so much truth, and we can rest assured that when we stand on this psalm, you know, I believe there is a peace that can come, a peace that the world won't understand. And I think it's time that we actually reflect back on Scripture and look at Scripture, a relevant Scripture that I believe that will give us strength to persevere no matter what we may be facing in our current situation. Psalm 91, and I want to take it from verse 9 to 13. Now, can I say this, church? Let's be wise. I do believe in faith, but at the same time, we're called to use wisdom. Yeah. Now, we've done things this morning here at church that we normally don't do. Every time we have communion, we actually have bread and juice or water, whatever you prefer. And at the same time, at the door, our greeters, we shake hands. You know, this is probably the first time you've seen someone with a gloves and someone with, you know, some, you know, gel or whatever it is, you know, and pumping it. And you know, normally we would greet with a hug, a kiss and a handshake. And this morning I started greeting people with, you know, a bit of a shoe tap or whatever, you know what I mean? And people looking at me, Pastor, are you okay? Oh, no, it's just I've got this, you know, bit of a limp or something, you know what I mean? But no, you know, we're just being cautious. And I would highly recommend, guys, please wash your hands regularly. I could not believe what I heard about money. No wonder they call it filthy lucre. But the amount of bacteria and, you know, we call them germs, the germs on money. And, you know, even shopping trolleys, you go shopping, you know, trolley, how many people touch those trolleys? And you don't know what's on their hands. You know, the escalators, you know, take precautions. Wash your hands. After you go shopping, come home, wash your hands with soap. You know, and I suppose, you know, lately I've been washing my hands, I don't know, that regularly, that I think I need moisturizer, darling. Psalm 91, verse 9. I haven't even opened up my Bible. And everybody's ready. Here we go. Psalm 91. I want to read from verse 9. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. And listen, each and every one of us, I believe we've done that. We've made the Lord, right? What? A dwelling place. We've made, as the scripture, the psalmist says here, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge? The Lord is our refuge. Amen. Who can say amen to that? Even the Most High God, we've made him what? Our dwelling place, meaning your home, meaning the tabernacle, the church, this place,
amen.
You know, this place. And because you have a listen to this, the next verse, no evil shall befall you.
Amen.
No evil. Don't go by the cries of the world. Woe is me! Is this the end? No, it's not the end. Man, there's got to be more to happen before the end comes here on this planet of ours. But I've got to say here this morning, do not fear. Be at peace. I understand people out there in the world, they're shaking and they're so fearful, but we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to fear what's going on. We hear about it, yeah, look, take precautions by all means. Do what you need to do by all means. But let's not get caught up with all this commotion that's happening at the moment. Now, it says here, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
Amen.
You hear me? No plague. In other words, no sickness. Plague come near your dwelling, your household, your family. That's what it's talking about. I believe even this church.
Amen.
This church. For he shall give his angels. Now let me tell you, it's not angel, it's a plural here. S at the end of the word angel, there is an S. He will give what? His angels charge over you. That's singular. So each and every one of us has not one angel, but many. Matter of fact, I want us to just quickly to move another scripture here where it talks about actually how many angels we have. And this is amazing. And it's, where are we here? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 23. We will go back there, where we left off, but just come with me here in Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Now, I don't know whether you understand what innumerable, you cannot count them. We're talking about thousands and thousands. They are at your disposal. And you know, every morning when you start off the day, we wake up in the morning. You know, each and every one of us, we should be saying, hey, angels, hey, we're ready to party today. You're with me, man. Oh, well, this is awesome. And you know, we should be able to walk out through our front door with confidence. Amen. Confidence of who we are. Confidence with this word of God, knowing that this is truth. And you know, God never lies. Whatever this word tells us, you can rest assured that, you know, without any doubt, that this is truth.
Amen.
And you can stand firm on the word of God.
Yeah.
And be at peace. I don't know about you, but I'm at peace. Doesn't bother me what goes on around. You know what? If you think this is tough, man, you don't know what's installed. If you know your Bible, man, there's much more that, you know, we are going to be facing as time approaches the second coming of Christ. And so if we're actually panicking and we've got the jitters over this little thing that's happening at the moment in our world, whoo, I believe this is just, you know, something just to wake us all up. Hey, you know what? Yeah. We need to get our faith, exercise our faith. Let's get with the program. We are called to be what? People of faith.
Amen.
So, it talks about here, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. Now, let me tell you, actually, right? Mount Zion is where the Holy Spirit came, where 3,000 people were saved. God gives righteousness as a gift to each and every one of us. But, you know, in Mount Sinai, that is where God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. That is where God demanded righteousness from man. And that is where 3,000 men died. But yet, here we are in Mount Zion. This is where the Holy Spirit He came, and this is where 3,000 people were saved, and this is where God gives righteousness to each and every one of us as a free gift. We are not under the law. We are under grace, and we need to be reminded of that. Mount Zion, man, I've got to say, the Temple of Solomon, you know, if you look into Scripture, the Temple of Solomon was built on Mount Zion. And, you know, when you look at this passage of Scripture here, going back to Psalm 91, 9 to 13. It says here, verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up. Angels are here to minister to each and every one of us. Angels are here to take care of us, look after us, to protect us. And you know what? I don't think many of us actually use the angels that God has given to us. We don't speak to them. You know, you can speak to angels. Many of us, I believe, have actually come across angels and we haven't even known.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story. But well and truly before we were born again, we were living in our first home. We were, I don't know, married just for a short time. And we had these two gentlemen knock on our door. Now, naturally, the first impression is they've got to be Jehovah's Witness or the Mormons or something, knocking on the in pairs, you know, well-dressed in suits and all that type of thing. So that was our thought. But, you know, I don't know what came over both Tony and myself. We were both home. It was on a weekend. It was a Saturday. And we were there and we opened the door and these two gentlemen, they just simply asked, can we come in and pray for you? It wasn't a preach. It wasn't, handing out, you know, the Jehovah's Witness magazine, whatever, the new kid, what do they call it? Some kingdom, whatever. Anyway, but whatever. They didn't have anything in their hands, just two gentlemen are well dressed, and they just said, can we come in and pray for you? I was dumbfounded. It wasn't what I was expecting, and for whatever reason, I could not say no. Now, I wasn't a Christian at the time.
Yeah, that's
I wasn't even a practicing Catholic. I called myself a Catholic, but I wasn't a practicing Catholic. But listen, I said, yes, come in. And as I said that, I said, why did I say that? Anyway, they came in and they knelt. And so I just followed. You know, you just copy, and we both knelt with them on the floor. And this was in our lounge room. And all of a sudden, they just started praying. I can't remember what they prayed, but they prayed for us. They prayed for our home. And, you know, God's blessings over us. And you know what? It wasn't too long. It wasn't too long when we found the Lord. And I just thought, you know, I look back at our journey, and I'm thinking, you know, was that a God thing? Was that a God moment? Did God orchestrate this? Is that how it all happened? Is that why we're here today doing what we're doing and having a faith in God? Was it these two? At the time, I saw two men, but were they angels?
Yeah, that's right.
And I look back and I've got to say, you know what, guys? They were two angels. Yeah. And I believe many of us have experienced angels in our lives. You know, there may have been a time where you just needed, I don't know, you have a puncher. You're in the middle of, I don't know, some road, some freeway. And all of a sudden, you're stuck on the road. And you know, some lovely person just stops. Hey, can I give you a hand? And gets your car going. And you think, wow, wasn't that awesome? Angels come in many forms, the form of children, adults. And sometimes you see them with wings. But I don't think many of us have seen them with wings. But our God is good. He's good all the time. When we look at this Psalm 91, I truly believe that now is the time for each and every one of us, I believe, you know, to take the opportunities that we have had at hand here as Christians. You know, this is, I believe, an opportunity that we can be maybe the light for many that are struggling, your neighbours that may be fearful. I know we had a conversation only recently just with one of our neighbours. Just one of our neighbours, an elderly lady next door. And, you know, she's going, oh, Bob, Tony, you've come back and you're aware what's going on. Are you okay? Yeah, we're all fine. Thank you very much. How are you? Are you okay? Oh, look, I'm just troubled about, you know, what's going to happen. I'm on my own, all this and all that. And I said, are you okay with food? Are you okay with toilet paper? Oh, yes, I'm okay. And, you know, this is just an opportunity that we can bring peace in a situation like this with people that are really fearful of what's happening, each and every one of us. So take this opportunity. Use it for the glory of God.
Amen.
Share who you are. Don't hold back. Share. I have this faith in God and I'm not troubled by what's going on. Tell them why you're not troubled. Let them know. You know what a great opportunity it is. This opportunity. I look at this as an opportunity to win the lost. I look at it as an opportunity for us as Christians to share our faith and bring peace to a world that at the moment that is just devastated with turmoil. You know, Tony shared with me yesterday, you know, Italy's a lockdown. And she showed me this on social media. These Italians, they're in Sicily. They're on the balcony of their homes, their apartments, wherever they live, and they're singing away.
Yeah.
Some guy there on his squeeze box and, you know, piano accordion, whatever you want to call it, and they're singing away. And, you know, and I thought, man, that's the spirit. That's the spirit we should have. We should be out there in the streets, not with doom and gloom and sad and, you know, as if we have a burden on our shoulders. We don't have no burden. We are free from the burden of sin. We are free from the burden of disease and pestilence. And you know what? We need to be able to share that with the world, with the people that are around us. And when people see how we act, we react to this, we shouldn't be, oh, what's going to happen, all this and all that. No. Be at peace. Let the world see that you are at peace. And you know what? They'll want what you got.
Yeah.
They'll say, what is it about you? What is it about you, Bob? What is it? Man, I just have the Lord and the Lord gives me peace. I know who I am and I know where I'm going. No matter what we may be facing at the moment, you know what? I'm not allowing it to trouble me because God will look after me.
Amen.
In His ways, in His time, He'll look after me. And I can stand firm on the Word of God. And that's what I do. Amen. Amen. Woo! Man, anybody who's listening to this, they'll be thinking, what's the matter with this crazy guy? He's so excited. What's he excited about? I'm excited about that I have God on my side. That's why I'm excited. Amen. Well, I've got to say, you know, Charles Spurgeon, in one of his sermons, he mentioned about this particular German shoemaker. And he had a shop there in Germany, and he was a Christian. He happened to be a believer. Now, this was actually during the 1800s when there was an outbreak of cholera, and many, many people passed away, died from cholera. And, you know, this German shoemaker, you know all he did? He was a Christian. Psalm 91, he wrote it up on paper, and stuck it on his shop window. And you know, people around him got cholera. Some died. Many people died. But him and his household, they were fine. And matter of fact, many people, his customers that came and shopped or did business with him at that particular shop, they were fine as well. And I don't know, you know, When things happen, we've got to look into history. We've got to look in the past and say, well, you know what happened when there was an epidemic or there was a, you know, whatever we may be facing here today. What happened when there was an outbreak of cholera? Well, how did Christians react? What did they do? How did they see themselves through that? And you know what? What a great example that is to you and to me. You know, to look at this, the faith of this man, this businessman, a shoemaker, a shoe repair business, whatever it was. And yet, you know, here he is. He just stood on the Word of God. Well, that's a lesson to us, isn't it? And you're probably wondering, well, Pastor Bob, now I understand why you're sharing this message here with us this morning. Because I want each and every one of us stand on the Word of God. Know who you are, know who God is, and know that God has this whole situation under control. In the eyes of the world, it may look out of control, but God has it under control.
Amen.
So let's put our faith in Him, and not in what you hear, and not in what you see, and not in what you read in the newspapers or whatever the case may be. You know, I'll tell you what, I get depressed when I hear the news. You can stand. Some people, I don't know how they do it. They watch the news over and over, you know. And I'm thinking, it's such a depressing, you know, if you do watch the news, please put on a good comedy. Watch a comedy. You need to have a laugh because that can actually take a lot out of you. And all of a sudden, you can become negative and can become worried and be concerned. But all I got to say is this. We have the Word of God. Get into the Word.
Yeah.
Stay faithful to your calling. I will remain faithful to my calling. This church will remain faithful to its calling. This is the time I believe that we can just capitalize, I believe. And when I say capitalize, I'm talking about winning souls, winning the lost. Look, this is an opportunity. So let's take a hold of this opportunity that we have. Amen. Amen. I want to pray for each and every one of us here this morning. Father, I just want to thank you, God, for this morning. I want to thank you, Father, even though we may be facing whatever we're facing, Lord Father, not only here in our local community, but in our cities, in our state and in our nation of Australia, but globally, Lord Father. I rebuke the spirit of fear out of all our people, Lord Father, now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bound, Lord Father, that spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Lord Father, for your protection. I pray, Father, you will keep us free from any sickness, from any harm, Lord Father. And Lord, we pray, Lord Father, for your angels right now, even to minister to each and every one of us, Lord Father. Even those that are not here, God, Lord, there may be hope. And they may be listening to this podcast, Father. Father, we just want to thank you, Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that for who you are. And Lord, for everything that you have in place for each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if I can say this, I don't know everybody here this morning. There's some new faces here. And I want to actually just ask, look, if you're not a Christian, if you've never made a commitment to Jesus, with heads bowed, if I can ask, because I want to just pray for you, if I can have a show of hands, if there's someone here that needs the Lord, that needs to make a commitment to Christ this morning, I would love to pray for you. Love to pray for you. Thank you. Okay. Now, this morning, I want to pray for people. If you're struggling with anything, come forward. I will not lay hands on you this morning, make contact with your skin, but I'll rest my arm on your shoulder where you've got some clothing. Is that okay? So if you'd like that, please come forward. I want to just pray for you. Anyone here that may be struggling with fear or concerns, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for God's peace over you too. Any sickness in your family, I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I did something.